It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. While the overcast days of winter may tempt you to stay inside and binge watch your favorite programs, it's a good time to get out and see some great museum exhibits. Elaine LaBalm, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, is here to suggest some museums to visit. New Girl, Elaine LaBalm, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good afternoon.
All right. So museum hopping is one of your favorite activities this time of year. Tell us why.
Well, you know, for a couple of the reasons you just suggested. It's cold outside. It's a nice indoor activity. In general, I'm going to suggest smaller museums, which won't be too busy anyway this time of year. But, you know, even so, if there's less people, you get to see the art better. It's kind of like you have the place to yourself. So I love doing it this time of year. Also, if on some of these, you may want to make an overnight of it. And this time of year, plain and simple, it's easier to get a hotel, easier to get into a restaurant. So everything just becomes easier.
You've put together a Fab Five list of museums in the region, all within an easy drive. And first up is the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., which you recently visited.
Paul, this is an amazing facility. I am so glad that I went. And we took our son, our 13-year-old son. It's arrayed over four floors. It opened just, three years ago. It's a relatively new museum. And the permanent exhibit, you actually start on the fourth floor, work your way down to the third and second. And it is the story, obviously, of the tremendous indignity suffered by European Jews at the hands of Hitler. And it's very comprehensive, presented in a variety of media. I mean, film clips, artifacts. And you really learn the complete story of Hitler's rise and how the Jews were, you know, segregated and, you know, discriminated against, and ultimately tremendous suffering and death at the hands of Hitler and the Nazis. And also, you know, things that you don't even maybe realize as much, how little support relatively they got from allies. I think it was Denmark that saved, 90% of the Jewish population in their country. But in so many other countries, that was simply not the case. You know, near the end of the war, there were opportunities perhaps for you know, this, many other countries to intercede more quickly, and for a variety of reasons they didn't. It's a very difficult exhibit, museum, but it's an important story for everyone to be aware of. So I certainly encourage visiting. It gets busier in the summer. This is a good time of year to go.
The Michener Art Museum in Bucks County in the eastern end of the state pays tribute to the Pennsylvania Impressionist School.
Yes, and you know, a lot of people are not familiar with this school of art. The museum is in Doylestown, and the Pennsylvania Impressionist School, early 20th century art. It's also known as the New Hope School, probably a bit more frequently used term. So landscapes that focus on the quality of light, color, you know, those things. And a lot of it was landscapes done in plein air, outdoors. The bulk of the collection is 59 paintings that were donated by Marguerite and Jerry Lenfest to the museum residents. He owns one of the sports teams in Philadelphia. I forget which one. But there's also a very nice sculptural garden. And there's also an exhibit right now. They show rotating exhibits as well on astrophotography, something I wasn't familiar with, recording images of astronomical objects and obviously photos of the night sky. So it looks pretty cool, but the permanent collection there is much loved as well.
The Transformer Station in Cleveland showcases photography and contemporary art in a former railroad substation.
Well, you know, this museum is so unassuming. You drive right by it. It's in the Ohio City neighborhood in Cleveland, and it looks like this tiny, very dark building. You think there's a museum in there, and then you walk in, and they've opened it up at the top, and there's a great play of light coming in from the top and the back now. It's a smaller, older building. But what they do is they don't have a permanent collection, so they generally have two photography and or contemporary art exhibits at the time. And their real strength is their photography exhibits. But they also do some mixed media things. And actually, if you don't watch the Super Bowl on Super Bowl weekend, it's funny saying that in Pittsburgh, but if you didn't, there's
Steelers aren't in it.
So. That's right. There you go. Let's go to the Transformer Station. They've got an exhibit just for that weekend, Saturday, Sunday, called Shockwaves. And it's this 80-minute continuous loop multimedia installation, largely film. As I was reading about it, it sounds funny, but it's probably really cool. Hallucinatory trip into a man's mind before death. You know, so kind of playing through his life and all the regrets and what he would have done differently. And apparently it's really pretty cool. So that could be fun to see. I've never seen anything that I wasn't very impressed with at the museum. And they've got another art exhibit that will launch the following week. And what I would say about this museum is keep an eye on the website and, you know, just see what they rotate the exhibits frequently, see what's up, and if it appeals to you, go for it.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBaume. The Wexner Center for the Arts in Columbus on the campus of Ohio State University is a mashup of multimedia. A lot of it edgy, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, hey, for all the Ohio State fans, yet another reason to go to Columbus and wave the banner. But they rotate their exhibits. They're rarely among the commonplace. I've seen some terrific stuff there. They've got several things going on right now. Just to show you their range, they've got a couple of different plays that are being performed there. They have another exhibit called Masterpieces of Polish Cinema, curated by Martin Scorsese. And one that seems really neat, a Moroccan artist. It's called My Rock Stars, and it's on three different screens. And you've got he's put up three Middle Eastern rock musicians in attire that he's created for them, and they're performing different kinds of music alternatingly. It sounds like the kind of thing that the Wexner does. It's very avant-garde, edgy, but I've always enjoyed their exhibits, and there's always something different, rotates frequently. I very much like it.
And last but not least, and right in our backyard, is the Westmoreland Museum of American Art.
Absolutely, right in Greensburg. So what is that, an hour away, if that? And you know, people talk about this museum from time to time, and they really need to stop talking about there and actually go there and experience it. Right now it's in temporary quarters because they're doing a huge renovation of the main building, but they still have the collection there right now. It's American Arts, focused on Pennsylvania, artists, southwestern Pennsylvania, but they've got gems, too. I mean, they've got Mary Cassatt, John Singer Sargent, Winslow Homer, 3,400 pieces in the collection. Very good. They have an exhibit right now, though, that I am looking forward to seeing. It's called Portraits and Still Lifes. And what they did was take 14 of their premier portraits in the permanent collection and pair them with still lifes created now contemporaneously Pittsburgh area artists. And I've just seen a couple of them, and they look really well done. And they do lots of pop-up exhibits every month. So that's just a terrific, literally almost world-class museum right around the corner from us that people should experience, rarely crowded.
Like an hour from here.
If that.
Elaine LaBaume, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, suggesting some museums to visit. Thank you so much, as always, Elaine.
Absolutely.